Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever feel like you're
Done.
just like on this hamster wheel and you're like chasing success and never
Oh,
quite like getting there?
totally.
What if I told you that like the key to getting there might actually be slowing down? Like accepting where you are right now. That's like one of the surprising things we're going to unpack today as we like deep dive into Big Sean's book, Go Higher. It's more than a celebrity memoir. It's really like a blueprint for personal growth, and it's like built on his own like experiences and wisdom and stuff.
It's so fascinating how he really like interweaves his personal journey with these like actionable strategies. He doesn't just tell you to like go higher, you know? He like gives you the roadmap. He highlights these five key practices: accept, strategize, try, trust, and manifest.
And he's not afraid to get vulnerable either. He
No.
talks about his like financial struggles, his journey with mental health, and even his like relationship with fame.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so relatable, right? He's not like preaching from some unattainable level of success. He's like right there with us, figuring things out as he goes.
So let's start with like accept. Big Sean really talks about accepting like the ups and downs of life, especially like his financial journey. You know, growing up with like financial instability, it created this like fear of scarcity for him that he really had to work through. He
Interesting.
even shares this story about earning his first $15,000 for music, only to like blow it all.
Oh, wow.
But that experience was like a turning point for him.
I see.
It forced him to like really confront his beliefs about money and realize that it's okay to not always have it.
It's so true. It's like that saying, money comes and goes. But I wonder how many of us actually believe that? How does your own personal history with money, you know, like shape your current financial decisions?
That's such a good question. We often like carry all these subconscious beliefs about money that can really like sabotage us, you know? Big Sean's story really like encourages us to examine those beliefs and challenge the ones that just aren't serving us. So once you kind of accept where you are, the next step is to like strategize. After losing his initial earnings, he actually made a list of ways to make more money through music. He got organized and focused.
That's great.
And this really highlights the importance of having a plan. It's not enough to just like dream big. You really got to break your goals down into actionable steps.
Absolutely.
So what's one goal that you're working towards right now? Do you have a clear strategy or are you just kind of winging it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Having a strategy doesn't mean you have to have like every single detail figured out,
No, of course not.
but it means having a roadmap, even if it changes along the way. And that leads us to try, which might seem obvious, but Big Sean emphasizes the importance of like persistent effort.
Yeah, I love that.
He tells this great story about performing his first rap for his mother when he was only 11 years old.
Wow, that's
He
young.
was so nervous, but he just did it anyway. And his mom, even though she wasn't like super into gangster rap, she really encouraged him, which is
Yeah, that's so sweet.
really heartwarming. Like, think about those early moments in your own life when someone really believed in you, even when you doubted yourself. How did that shape your path? Big Sean's story is a reminder that sometimes the most powerful encouragement comes from like the most unexpected places.
It's so true.
It also speaks to the importance of taking risks, even when it feels like uncomfortable. You know, we often hold ourselves back because we're afraid of failing or looking foolish. But what if we reframe those moments as opportunities to like learn and grow? That's so true. And sometimes those risks lead to incredible rewards. But it takes time and patience and a whole lot of trust. Big Sean's journey to like signing with Kanye West's label took 6 years. A real test of faith,
Wow, that's a long time.
which is exactly why trust is so crucial. He learned that success rarely happens overnight. Sometimes you just got to trust the process, even when you can't see the finish line. Have you ever like experienced
Oh,
that,
for sure.
a situation where you had to like trust the timing of your life, even when it felt like things weren't moving fast enough?
Absolutely.
It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle culture and think we need to be constantly achieving, constantly moving forward.
Totally.
But what if, as Big Sean suggests, slowing down and trusting the journey is actually the key to unlocking our full potential?
I like that. Yeah, it's like surrendering to the unknown,
Right.
even when it feels scary, which
Yeah.
can be so hard in a world that like values instant gratification.
Right. Big Sean also talks about the power of like manifest.
Oh, yeah.
Like his mom instilled in him the importance of visualization when he was young. And he actually wrote down his dream of becoming a rapper
Wow.
in a notebook.
Really?
And then a couple years later, he was voted most likely to be a rapper, actually from Detroit.
That's amazing.
So it's such a great example of how like our beliefs can shape our reality.
Totally.
When we focus on what we want and really believe it's possible, we start to attract those things into our lives.
Yeah.
So what are you actively manifesting right now?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Are you writing it down? Are you
Yeah.
visualizing it?
Yeah.
Or are you letting self-doubt hold you back?
It's like that saying, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Right. I love that.
Big Sean's story is like a reminder that we have so much more power
Yeah.
than we realize.
Yeah.
But sometimes we get so caught up in chasing our dreams that we forget to appreciate the present moment.
And Big Sean emphasizes the importance of gratitude.
He
He even
does.
shares this like powerful anecdote about one of his teachers who developed cancer
Oh, wow.
and lost the ability to easily produce saliva.
Okay.
It made him realize how precious something so basic is,
Yeah.
something we totally take for granted.
Right.
What's something that you're grateful for today?
Let me think.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's like the simple things,
Yeah.
like a warm cup of coffee in the morning
Oh, yeah.
or a good conversation with a friend.
Right.
It's about shifting our focus from what we lack to what we already have.
Absolutely. Big Sean doesn't shy away from discussing tougher topics
All
either,
right.
like forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
He shares this deeply personal story
Okay.
about his hit song, I Don't Fuck With You,
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
which a lot of people assumed was a diss track aimed at an ex-girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
But years later, his ex-girlfriend tragically passed away
Wow.
while saving her son from drowning.
Oh, my God.
And this led Big Sean to really reflect on forgiveness
Yeah.
and the importance of letting go of past hurt.
Yeah. How do you think holding on to anger and resentment affects us?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I think forgiveness is often more about freeing ourselves
Yeah.
than the person we're forgiving.
Right.
It's about like releasing that burden of anger and resentment
Yeah.
so we can move forward.
Absolutely.
You know, Big Sean also learned some valuable lessons about forgiveness through his relationship with his mom.
Oh, yeah, also.
He initially resisted her moving in with him during the pandemic. He wasn't exactly thrilled about the situation.
Understandable.
He really valued his space and independence.
Yeah.
But you know what? He ended up cherishing that time they spent together. They really strengthened their bond in unexpected ways.
I love that.
It's a great example of how sometimes the things we initially resist
Yeah.
can actually turn out to be blessings in disguise.
Totally.
Have you ever like experienced something similar?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like a situation you dreaded that ended up being a positive turning point in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes life has a way of pushing us outside of our comfort zones
Totally.
and leading us to exactly where we need to be,
Right.
even if it's not where we initially planned to go.
Yeah, it really is amazing how life can like redirect us, you
Yeah,
know, in
totally.
ways we never could have anticipated.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, those redirects can lead to like really profound personal growth. Big Sean's book really dives into like the importance of self-care as like a part of that growth.
Oh, yeah. He's a big advocate for stuff like journaling and meditation and even therapy.
And you know what I think is so refreshing?
What's that?
He doesn't present any of these practices as like a magic bullet or anything.
No, definitely not.
He's very open about his own like struggles with depression and anxiety.
Right.
He sees these practices as like tools
Yeah.
to help us navigate life's challenges, not to like erase them or anything.
Yeah. For sure, it makes his message so much more like authentic and relatable.
Totally. He's not saying like, look at me, I have it all figured out.
Right.
He's saying, hey, like, this is what's worked for me. Maybe it can help you too.
Exactly. And he even includes this awesome reading list at the end of his book.
I love that.
Yeah, it's packed with all these like titles that have inspired him
Right.
on his own personal growth journey.
It's like he's giving us this curated library, you know,
Ugly.
for like personal growth, filled with all these different perspectives and insights.
It reminds us that there's no one size fits all approach to this,
Right. Yeah, we all have our own like unique paths and ways of learning.
Absolutely. What resonates with one person might not resonate with another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Big Sean really encourages us to like find what works for us.
Mm-hmm.
Create a personal growth plan that like aligns with our own needs and values.
Yeah.
I love that.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Go Higher,
what are your biggest takeaways? What like really resonated with you?
Oh man, there's so much. But I think for me, it's that power of trusting the process.
Yeah.
You know, life rarely unfolds in like a straight line.
Right.
There are going to be like detours and setbacks and moments of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can learn to like surrender to the journey,
yeah,
to trust that there's a bigger plan unfolding,
right,
I think we can really find peace amidst the chaos.
I love that. And Big Sean reminds us that this journey isn't just about like achieving external success.
Right.
It's about like the progress of our souls, that continual evolution of who we are,
yeah,
both in this lifetime and beyond.
It's deep.
Yeah. He believes that our energy lives on.
Wow.
That we leave a legacy through our actions,
mm-hmm,
our relationships,
yeah,
and the impact we have on others.
It's a powerful thought, isn't it?
It really is. That even like small acts of kindness can create ripples,
mm-hmm,
that extend way beyond our own lifetimes.
I love that.
It's a beautiful reminder that our lives have meaning.
Yeah.
That we're all interconnected.
Totally.
And that we all have the power to make a difference.
Absolutely.
So what small act of kindness will you commit to today?
That's a good question.
Share your thoughts in the comments below. We'd love to hear what resonated with you the most from Go Higher.
Yeah, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives into all sorts of inspiring books and ideas.
Yes. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep striving to go higher.